Here's the message. We're in a series called Traveling Light. Traveling Light. If you're new to us, we get together. These are original things. We write. We put it together. We put the graphics together. We use God's Word to try to teach God's Word because God knows we need help. Amen? So this series has been how to unload some things. How can I travel a little lighter in life so that I can be more effective for God? You know, especially when I've got problems and pain and struggles are the things I can let go of. And so that's sort of the idea, but it's sort of a play on words, traveling light. Let's do a quick review right quick, Raj. Today's message is the speed of light. Look at that. Woo! That's what we're going to talk about here in a little bit. The speed of light. Say that with me. The speed of light. Now, here's how we do church. You talk back with me now, and we'll learn something. Here we go. The speed of light. First message I gave in this little series was lose weight by waiting. If you want to lose some weight, then you need to wait upon the Lord. But waiting on the Lord does not mean doing nothing. It means doing what God has already told you to do in His Word, but it also does mean there's going to be times when you need to be still. You need to think, and you got to be quiet, and you got to think about how can you move forward, because life is so hard. This great verse, say it with me. Say it out loud. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what did we learn in the first message? We learned this. Hey, I'm renewed. I am renewed. I have a renewed strength when I wait upon God. I am ready. I'm mounting up. I'm going to be walking lighter. I'm going to be moving better through life than I ever did before. I'm running. I'm getting conditioned. The pain, the suffering, the struggle in my life, it can either kill me, it can make me and break me, or it can make me, baby. That's what I want it to be. Not bitter, I want to be better. Not what? Bitter, I want to be what? Better. I want to be running, more conditioned to serve Jesus Christ. And I'm reaping. I've got to see myself as reaping a harvest. I've got to walk and not faint. I've got to know there's something out there before me. I can't just let my past kill me. Amen? Got to keep pressing on. Got to keep moving forward. And that was our first message. Last week, a little message called Walking on Water. And the idea is we all have problems, okay? Some of us have more problems than others. It's just the truth. It just happens. I don't understand it. But I'm risen. I'm risen above my problems. I am not sinking. I do not have to sink. Say that with me. I do not have to sink. When in my weakness, I know I'm getting stronger. That I know I cannot be defeated. If in my weakness, I know I'm getting stronger, then there's no way I can be defeated. You understand? But if in my weakness, I think I'm getting weaker and just weaker and weaker and I'm going to die, well then no, I ain't got a dog's chance. But if in my weakness, which that's what the Bible teaches, Paul said, your strength is perfected in my what? Weakness. For when I am weak, then I am what? Strong. I can walk on top of the water. Absolutely. It can happen. Why? Because I have potential. How many ever had problems and you walked right on? I mean, they were hard and they nearly killed you, but you somehow walked on top of them and they're behind you now. Can I see your hand? See, that's what I'm talking about. You have potential to do this. You've got to know that. You have the power to do it. The power of God can help you to walk regardless of your problems and your situations. You're positioned in Christ. Though problems come your way, He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. Amen. You are positioned in Christ and no one can ever take that from you. And you're going to have problems. Absolutely. But I wrote this week, and here it is right here. Oh, I have problems, but they don't have me. Say that with me. Oh, I have problems, but they don't have me. Think that way. Because when we think the problems have us, we're toast, aren't we? Amen. So that's what we've been talking about. Traveling light. But this week, we're going to switch gears. Lord laid a thought on my mind. And He used Alex Christie to help me with this thought. And He also used one of my prayer partners to quote a verse to me last week when I was sitting in the truck and I couldn't get that verse out of my mind. And that's where this message came from. I'm traveling light. Say that with me. The what? One more time. The what? So one idea was traveling lighter, getting rid of some stuff, being able to rise above, being able to walk and run and go, man. But today I want to talk about the speed of light. And I'm going to lose you for a little bit, but hang in here with me. All right? Why do you think I'm going to lose you? Because I wrote this and I lost myself when I went over it. So don't feel like you're stupid. You're not. Here we go. The speed of light is 671 million miles an hour. That's the speed of light. Hey, from where I come from, that's fast. Light travels at the speed of 186,000 miles per second. How many knew that? See there, y'all did know something. That's fast. It takes about 1.3 seconds for light or radio waves to reach us from the moon, which really isn't all that far away. It's only 20 times farther away than Australia is from the United States. Most people didn't know that. You don't even care, do you? When Mars is closest to the Earth, it takes light 3 minutes to travel between the two planets. Just 3 minutes. The Voyager 1 spacecraft was launched about 35 years ago. It's currently the farthest away from the Earth of any man-made object. In just a short amount of time, this 70 spacecraft has managed to travel so far away from the Earth that it takes radio signals traveling at the speed of light 14 hours to reach it. Ooh, it's way out there. That's the Milky Way galaxy. Where are you at in the Milky Way galaxy? Pop it up, Rog. Point it out. That's our solar system. Is that correct? Look at you. Look at you. Pop it up. Where's your little red thingy? You ain't got but two hands, do you? He's running a camera, running a computer, doing lights. There we go. You're not all that big, are you? Mm-mm. Speed of light is incredible. Light takes 4.5 years to travel to the nearest star other than the sun. 100,000 years to travel across the width of the Milky Way, the speed of light. 100 billion years for light to travel across the observable universe. How many are lost? You're like, gosh, my head's about to explode. Stop! Wow, God's a big God. You can tell when I've had too much, I'll just throw something like Batman-y on the screen. Wow, pow! Here we go. God's a big God, man. But here's the cool thing. He calls me what? Yeah, he calls me light. What a compliment, huh? I must can really be effective for him. I must have an unbelievable potential if he calls me light. Are y'all hearing me? Let's talk about it today. Not him. At first when I saw that, I thought I was looking more at Roger's family. I know, I'm kidding. Roger is the one that puts pictures of his own family up and calls it his family. Amen? He's fun. We had a series, didn't we call it? What was that series called? Mixed Nuts. And he used crazy pictures and he said that was his family. So anyway, you'd have had to been here. All right, here we go. That's Einstein. Amen? In the crazy world of Einstein's theory of relativity, if you traveled close to the speed of light, very little time would appear to have passed from your point of view. Even though it would pass normally for everyone else. Don't let me lose your head. So if you traveled at near light speeds to the nearest star and back, only a few minutes would seem to pass. But when you returned to Earth's spaceport, you would still be responsible for 9 years of parking tickets and taxes. This is called, say it with me, time dilation. And like in Star Wars, if you traveled at the speed of light to your next destination, those on the other end would be much older than you. Is that making any sense to you? It didn't help me a whole lot. Let's get back to talking about what I know about. Let's talk about God's Word. The speed of light. That's my message today, the speed of light. Pastor, what's that got to do with anything? You've lost your mind. I have. Here we go. The speed of light. He's called me what? Don't go to sleep on me. If somebody's sleeping around, you punch them in there. Here we go. You're the light of the world, Jesus said. A city that's set on a hill cannot be what? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel or a basket or something, but on a candlestick. It gives light to all that are in the house. Say that last verse with me. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Would you take your finger and do this with me right here? Do this to you. He calls me light. Say it to yourself. He calls me light. Let's talk about it. James. Now we're going somewhere. James chapter 1. Just a scripture. It's not where we're parking it. My brethren, count it all joy. The idea is leap. When you fall into different temptations or struggles or problems or pains in life. Leap. When the mess hits the fan. Leap. That's what he says. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works what? Patience. But let patience have her what? Perfect work, that you might be perfect. The word is mature, complete, entire, wanting nothing. Now keep this in mind. Don't let me lose you. How many feel lost already? That's okay. That's okay. Here we go. We're fixing to come back home, baby. Here we go. The speed of light. The speed of light. It's amazing. Jesus called you light. He does not need you to be super spiritual. People don't even want to talk to you if you're super spiritual. Let me tell you what I do. Let me tell you how much I do. Let me tell you about the word I read. Let me tell you. People are going to tell you to shove it if you're talking like that. Excuse me. Here's what people need. And I think Jesus was saying when he called us the light of the world. And remember, he was talking to his disciples, and these people were, his disciples were there as bad as we are, right? Sure. Here's the beauty of light. People in our world, they're looking for somebody who's hurting. They're looking for somebody who's been knocked down. They're looking for somebody who they've been able to see make it. And when you do that, it's incredible. And you're real. And you really do hurt. And you really do get frustrated. And you really do cry. But you still really do love God. And you still really do show up. You hearing me this morning? There's something incredible Jesus called. He called us light. And there's something amazing that takes a lot of the junk out of the way for people to get to us really quick. When we suffer, it's like the speed of light. People can come to us in a hurry. Is that making any sense to you? I lose you. Hang in here with me. It's sort of a thought that I've got this week. You know what people are wanting? Don't tell me what you know. Show me what you've done. Amen? Well, if you just do this and this and this, you'll get better. Can you show me somebody who did it? Don't tell me how you do it. Don't tell me how to do it. Show me how you did it. How many learn better when you see somebody do it? How many see somebody do something? And if I see them do it, you can pretty good do it yourself sometimes. Can you do that? But if you read it, or certainly have it shoved down your throat, how many are good at then doing it? Not as many, right? The speed of light. Don't be telling me how to do it. Show me how you did it. Amen. Come on. I call it effective endurance. Say those two words with me. Effective endurance. We don't just endure so we can say, I made it. I don't just endure to get through it. That's part of it. But part of endurance is so that I can show others. Endurance can be effective. Endurance can be a teaching tool. You understand? Jesus called me light. The more I endure, the more effective I become. Say that with me. The more I endure, the more effective I become. I don't like suffering. But the suffering that's come into my life, I've got people that never would have talked to me or would have found it hard to talk to me. Now they're finding they can just walk right up to me and talk to me. And probably in their mind, they're thinking, shoot, his life's crappy as mine. I may as well go over there and talk to him. It's called the speed of light. It would have taken some people millions of years probably to come over and walk over to talk to me. And now it's pretty quick. Are you getting the gist of my message? And this is the passage I want to share with you this morning. I want to take you through this passage and teach it this morning. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It's a great passage in the Word of God. Here it is. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Say that last part with me. And the God of all, who comforts us in our tribulation, our problems, our mess, our pain, our suffering, it's just terrible, God. He comforts us in that. Say it with me. That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. It's called the speed of light. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation. Though we've been hurt, though we've been struggling, though bad things have happened, Paul says, it's been for your good because it's caused us to be real. It's caused us to be honest. It's caused us to be real people. We're not these super spiritual giants that nothing bad ever happens to. We're just like you. So our pain has been effective. Our endurance has been effective. The same sufferings which we suffer, or whether we be comforted, it's for your consolation and salvation. As you can see us get comforted of God, as you can see strength come back into us, it's been good for you because you now know strength can come back into you like it did us. Does that make any sense to you? It's called effective endurance. It's called the speed of light. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you're partakers of the sufferings, so shall you be also of the consolation. The beauty of suffering and when you suffer with somebody is when they get comforted and they come through it, you get to shout hallelujah with them. Amen? You get to be on the winning team too, baby. All right? I've never learned a whole lot on the mountain. Not really. I love the mountains. But the mountain peaks of my life, that's usually when I forget God. I start relying on Gary. But when I'm in the valleys, when I'm low, when I'm hurting, I know Gary can't do nothing. And I rely on him. And that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And God comforts me there. And then he picks me back up and puts me back on them hills again. But he wants me to be light up there so others can see I was down in that valley. Amen. Am I losing you? A little psycho crazy up here today? The more I suffer, the more I'll be able to comfort others. Say that with me. The more I suffer, the more I'll be able to comfort others. One more time. The more I suffer, the more I'll be able to comfort others. Isn't that the truth? Say. One of the things people tell me about our church, they love coming here and they say this because you're real. They say that about me. They say that about you, though. That's why there's 8 doors out of here. If you want to be fake, pick one of them. Run. We don't need that to build a work for God, right, church? Yes or no? Give me hurting people who struggle, who learn they can effectively endure for Christ, and they can use their sufferings for the glory of God, and you'll build a great church. I still believe that with all my heart. Amen? The speed of light. It's a fact. People model and learn from others. Say it with me. Who've what? Been there, done that. Absolutely. When I can see people who've been there and done that, automatically I just want to go whoop and get up real close to them and learn how they did it. Amen? It's called the speed of light. Now, how do you travel at the speed of light? That's my message, and we're going to walk through this passage a little bit further. How do I travel at the speed of light, Pastor? Okay, I understand what you said, I think, that when I suffer, it's good, because as I suffer and God comforts me in my suffering and I make it through the other side, I can then comfort other people and let them know they can make it to the other side because I made it to the other side. And God can use me to comfort them because there was somebody probably in my life that he used to comfort me. Do you see how that passes on? Yes? Keep looking. So how do I travel at the speed of light? Boy, you need to hang in here with me. Here we go. Ready? Number one, be transparent in your trouble. Say that with me. Be transparent in your trouble. I want you to look at the girl over here. There's a lady right there. See her? She's in the dark, isn't she? But you can still see her a little. She's still got a little light, but she's hurting. Okay? It's okay to be in the dark. It's okay to hurt. It's okay. If you want to effectively endure, you don't just have to fake it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to hurt. Okay? Now, it ain't okay just whine about it all the time. Okay? And some people like that spot so much, even when they get better, they want to talk about that spot. Stop it. Hush. Your light's going out. Amen? But it's okay to be in the dark and to hurt and to let people know, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Be transparent in your trouble. Paul said, so we would not, brethren, have you be ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, and so much that we despaired even of life. It's okay. If you want to travel at the speed of light, and if you want others to just be able to go, whoop, right into your life, especially when you get better, if you want to make this process complete, then you be transparent in your trouble. That's number one. Number two, say that with me. Trust God and not yourself in your trouble. Now look at her. I don't know if you can tell it, but she's a little bit brighter. Not a whole lot. Just a little bit. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not what? Trust in ourselves, but in who? Who raises the dead. Are you telling me that God raised his son Jesus from the dead and he can't raise you up out of your trouble? Sure he can. You got to trust him and believe it, okay? Trust God and not yourself. Now, do what you can in your trouble. Don't just say, well, God. You know, listen, do what you can do. But trust Him to bring you out of your trouble. Amen? And that light, I'm seeing more light on her. Number three, believe God still, help me now. Believe God still delivers and will still deliver you from trouble. All right? You've got to believe that. You've got to believe. If you want to be a person who can travel at the speed of light, and see, she ain't traveling at that speed of light yet, is she, say? Now, she's sitting over there. She's hurting. She's struggling. She is getting more light on her, though, isn't she? I can see her head still in her hands. She's hurting. She's not feeling good. But I know inside she is feeling better. Okay? And you need to know and believe that God can deliver and He'll deliver you from your trouble. You've got to still believe that. Don't lose your faith. Amen? Who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Do you hear Paul's language? God still delivers and He'll still deliver me. Amen? If you want to be a person that travels at the speed of light, then you must believe that. I sat up here and Elise was sitting next to me on stage. And I reached over and I told her. I'm not quitting. I want to be the person in your life that didn't quit. Okay? He still delivers. Okay? I want to be the light that God wants me to be. Amen? And I ain't shining as bright as I can. Well, praise God. Listen. I ain't shining as bright as I know I'm going to shine. All right? See, I'm still sitting in the low. I'm me and her. We could have put Gary over there. He put a lady over there just to make me not feel bad. I know why he did it. Number four. How do I travel at the speed of light? How many are seeing her so much better now? Is she looking? I mean, she's still hurting. She's still got problems. Problems aren't gone. Number four. Say that with me. Get people praying for you personally about your trouble. Get people praying for you personally about your trouble. Paul, you also helping us together by what? For us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on your behalf. If you want to travel at the speed of light, and she ain't traveling at the speed of light yet, that's not how it works. You just can't, I'm going to travel the speed of light. No, you're not. Because you're hurting. And you're suffering. And you can't even walk yet, fool. But if you'll follow this plan, I believe it's a pretty good plan. Get people praying for you. How many in this room have heard me ask you, either as a group setting for sure, but personally you've asked me to say, I've said to you, pray for me. Can I see your hand? You got that right. I want you to pray for me. Man, I've hurt so bad. I ask anybody to pray for me now. I'll go at the checkout line at Mama's, and they'll be there, and I go, I'll pay my bill, and they'll go, how you doing? I go, not good. Pray for me. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I do. That's okay, ain't it? Get people praying for you. But that means you're going to have to share a little bit of your pain and your problems, right? Absolutely. Yeah, but I don't want everybody to know. Well, then you're never going to travel at the speed of light. You're never going to be as effective as you could be. So get people praying for you. Well, my goodness, look at her. Look at her. Yeah, she's in the corner. But I can see her now. You know? Say number five with me. Sincerely give God all the credit for bringing you
through the trouble.
Now, see, that's the problem. Boy, don't we screw up this thing. We get on the other side of our trouble, and then we want to go get us a ministry or a TV show or something and preach or something. What's wrong with us? You know what I'm saying? We want to take the credit sometimes, don't we? Or we forget the trouble we were in altogether, and we just start living life like a Hagin again. Is that true, yes or no? Absolutely. Dumbest thing ever. Okay? I want to travel at the speed of light. How many are still a little lost? Okay. For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we've had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you ward. For we write none other things unto you that what you read are acknowledged, and I trust you shall acknowledge even to the end. As also you have acknowledged in us in part that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. A lot of words there. Bottom line, he's giving God the credit and the glory and the honor. Amen. For bringing them through this trouble and his suffering. And now he's able to comfort them and help them. So, how do I travel at the speed of light? Those five things. But wait a minute. How do I reach light speed? How do I reach light speed? Are y'all awake all right, or have I lost you? It's like a science class, isn't it, or something? Here we go. How do I reach light speed? What am I talking about? Here's somebody way over there. There's no way they're going to ever have anything to do with crazy Pastor Gary Clark, because he's a pastor. You know what I'm saying? And they think they're a sinner. They have a whole different career. They're just a different person than I am. But as I suffer and I allow God in my suffering to comfort me, and as I get stronger, but as I also make it aware to people around me, my suffering, not for them to whine or feel sorry for me, but because that's reality. And then when I get through it, not saying you always totally ever get through everything, but you certainly know when you're feeling better, don't you say? There's something that can happen. It's called traveling at the speed of light. And don't you see somebody way over there? How can they come from way over there and immediately do it, Raj? Whoop! Let's do it again. Come on. Here we go. I mean, they're way over there. They're not even in my world. I'm the preacher guy, but yet all of a sudden they're like, whoop! One more time. How did that happen? I mean, something's going on. I mean, I could never talk to a pastor. I mean, come on, you're super spiritual. You don't live in the real world. You live way up here. Your life's perfect. Right? No. Pop. Whoop! Yeah, that's what I'm talking right there. Speed of light. Jesus called me light. And I honestly believe he called me that because the grace by which he saved me, if I walk in that grace, if I never forget that grace, and if I show that same kind of grace and I'm just honest and transparent, others are going to see that. Doesn't matter what my title is. You understand? Where's my friend? Are you awake, Charlie? You awake? You know the only reason you're awake because you thought I'd call on you. I've got several stories I could use. Charlie's the trainer for the high school football team. And he, yeah, good, amen. He has gone through a similar experience that I recently experienced. I didn't know him. And to be honest with you, I don't think we would have ever known each other had it not been for the trouble he went through and the trouble I went through. And be quite frank with you, Charlie's in a better place than I am right now. That's my opinion. But the comfort wherewith he's been comforted, one day at a ball practice, Charlie talked to the preacher which I don't think would have ever probably happened. I'm not sure, Charlie. He's shaking his head no. It proves my point, right? But did you know he was able to comfort me and give me hope? But because he knew my struggle and probably knew I'm still standing and I'm moving forward a little bit, that it was appropriate and we could talk about it. Amen? It's called the speed of light. This past week I was at ball practice and a boy came up to me whose dad's in a lot of trouble. And I don't know quite what how the story went, but I told him what the word Nike means. How do you say it, Miss Greek lady? Nike, or whatever. Here we go. Nike in Greek is Nike. It means conqueror, victorious, winner. It's overcomer in your Bible. It's a Bible word. I told that to the team one time. Well, this kid remembered it, and he's in trouble. His family hurts. They're in trouble. They struggle. And he got some money, I believe, for his birthday or something. And he went out and bought Nike sweatbands. Because of what I said, that means conqueror. He wanted to see he's a conqueror. He can make it. He's an overcomer. But because I share my story, my life as a kid growing up, what I went through, he can talk to me. It's called the speed of what? And the other night, he gave me one of his wristbands. Are you kidding me? A 15-year-old talking to a 49-year-old preacher is going to reach in his pocket and give him something? And I turned around and gave him Jesus Strong. Amen? Off my wrist. Oh, yeah! Yeah? I know it's a little bit of a, you know, a crazy idea message this morning, but what I'm trying to say is it's called the speed of light. I've had several in the congregation who've told me, Pastor, you're just different. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, through your suffering, you're different. You talk to us more, or I can relate better to you. It's called the speed of light. Do you understand or not? And I'm not putting myself up or nothing. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to say, how can I travel at the speed of light? Well, the stuff's going to have to hit the fan, really, honestly, and you're going to have to deal with your stuff and do it the right, do it not exactly the right way, but try to deal with it the way God would have you deal with it, and he'll comfort you, and he has a ministry for you. Amen? He calls you light, man. That's awesome. So how do I reach light speed? We're going to finish it up, and I'm done. It's way late today, Raj. Let's just say it. We're going to pass over the scripture, if you don't mind, a little bit. You need to know that God is true. Go ahead, let me see the scripture. I can't pass over it. You know God. You need to know God is true. But as God is true, your word was yea and not and nay. Here's the point. As God is true, let your words be true. As God is true, if you want to travel at the speed of light, once you go through your trouble, you need to know as God is true, your words need to be true. You don't need to embellish your story or anything that's happened to you or whatever. They'll see it. They'll see your pain. They'll see the struggle. They'll see how you've been walking victoriously, and God can use that. Be careful not to start to get phony on them again. You hear me? Okay? So don't hurting people don't need you to embellish. They don't need that at all. They need realities, what they need. So that's how you can travel at the speed of light. Number two, know that Jesus is true. And he says, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus, etc., was not yea and nay, but yay. What's the point? Here's my point. As Jesus suffered, determine your suffering will be used to impact the lives of other people. Just determine that. It is going to affect somebody's life. I'm not going through all this without it helping the cause of Christ. Think that way. Number three, God's word is true. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Be a living testimony to others that God's promises are absolutely certain. This world doesn't think they can trust the Bible. They don't believe it. But as you suffer, as you get on the other side and they see you strong again, they'll go, you can say, look, man, it wasn't me. God's word, God's promises, that's what I did. And look, it worked. Amen. Yay and amen, baby. All right? Last thing, God's Spirit is true. This is just what the Scriptures teach us. Now, in him which establishes us, you in Christ, has not anointed
and hath anointed us in God, who has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. What's the point? Here's the point. Know that you're established, anointed, and sealed by the Holy Spirit for incredible possibilities to minister to other people. The speed of light. Isn't it great to know? Now, come on. I know I about put you to sleep. Isn't it great to know that the mess you've gone through, God can use it to be light? Doesn't it give you some hope? The hope? And you don't have to be phony? Because the most appealing thing is you being honest and real. It's going to be incredible, man. All right? And they're going to go, whoop! How many have had that happen through your problems, struggles, and you made it, and somebody saw you make it, and they went, whoop! Can I see your head? Did it happen? It's awesome. That's me. Right there. I'm the light of the world. I'm going to be arrogant. I'm the light of Inglewood. I sure am. Yes, I am. I sure am. I sure am. Listen, I walk into a restaurant, my head's not down. I walk in with my head up. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't mean I don't hurt. That means I have the hope of glory living inside of me. And see, I preach this for years. I've had a lot of pain over the years. But probably my biggest battle I've been fighting. And I found His grace is sufficient. You can make it. You can make it. You can do it, can't you? How do you know that? Because I've been doing it. Right? And you know it because you've been doing it. Well, let's let that kind of light shine to our community and see what it does for Jesus. Amen? Let's give Him all the credit. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. End of the message, I think. It is traveling light. Amen? At the speed of light. Let's praise the Lord. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Good word. Praise God. Wow, this was long today.